This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Half the world's population still does not have adequate access to safe drinking water, sanitation and hygiene, or WASH, which could have prevented at least 1.4 million deaths in 2019, the World Health Organization said in a new report on Thursday. It adds that 74 million life years could also have been recouped for people suffering from various disabilities that better access could have alleviated. Dr. Maria Neira, WHO's Director for the Department of Environment, Climate Change and Health, said that with health risks already growing through conflicts, antimicrobial resistance, fresh cholera outbreaks and continued global warming, the imperative to invest is stronger than ever. She said improvements in WASH had been made in the past decade, but progress is uneven and insufficient. The WHO estimates on the burden of diseases gather data from 183 different member states based on health outcomes, including diarrhea, respiratory infections and undernutrition. A 12-month extension of crucial cross-border aid corridors into Syria by the Security Council is crucial to ensure life-saving aid reaches those in need there. That's according to UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Martin Griffiths, who briefed the Council on Thursday, noting the current authorization runs out in just 11 days' time. He told ambassadors a full year would ensure aid can flow to around 2.7 million people a month throughout the desperate winter season. Inadequate funding means the World Food Programme will have to slash emergency food aid by 40% for Syrians next month, he reminded.
The humanitarian response in Syria is at a critical juncture, as is the future of Syria itself. On our side, considerable challenges are apparent, but frankly, so are important opportunities.
And finally, the cost of living crisis continues to affect the world's poorest families, which is even more reason to redouble efforts to push for grain and fertiliser to leave key Black Sea ports, top UN economist Rebecca Grinspan told UN News this week. Ms. Grinspan, who's Secretary General of the UN Trade and Development Body, UNCTAD, said that although there are things that are very difficult to solve, the UN will spare no effort to keep the UN-brokered Black Sea Initiative working for the future. Before the 18th of July, when a 60-day extension by Russia is set to expire, Ms. Grinspan said that she would likely head to Moscow to continue negotiations.
More than 32 million tons of grains have gone through the Black Sea corridor from Ukraine, and also the exports of grain from the Russian Federation have gone up, as have fertilizer.
Matt Wells, UN News.